This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
As promised, we'll be hearing more this morning from Luther Timpson of Mont Olive. On Wednesday, Luther and his wife hosted their son's class of third graders for a farm visit to learn more about crops and cattle. After the field trip was over, I had a chance to visit with Luther and found out a little more about his family and his farm.
Well, we started back in 98 and started off with a couple hundred acres doing hay and cattle. Kind of grew the business from there. Back in 2005, it kind of took off. Run a corn, soybean, wheat rotation, heavily in the corn, soybeans, depending on the market. And about a third of our acres is wheat. And we also do, my wife and I and my two sons do hay as well, and we run a cow-calf operation. We started with the hay business is how we started off, around 50 acres of hay, and grew the operation to a little over 1,600 acres now. And I've got my son, Gavin, which is in sixth grade at Litchfield School, and Grayson, that is in third grade at Litchfield School. So they've kind of taken over the cattle part now. They do the feeding and take care of that, and I concentrate on the grain with my brother-in-law helps me. So today we decided to have the third grade class come out for a farm tour and a safety.
Yes, I'm glad you invited me. It's been a lot of fun today having the third graders come out, with most of them not growing up on a farm, and this being the first time they've visited one and saw some things close up. A little bit more about what we did today. You've actually had some classes out before, working with your boys in school and things. So share with us what you showed the kids and what you talked about.
Sure. Well, today we talked about the different commodities. So we showed them what a corn stalk looks like and how we process it through the combine. And then we showed them what a bean plant looks like and how we process that as well. We also had some wheat left in the bin, so we showed them what wheat looked like and what each of these products we use in food for us. So anyway, we went through all that, and actually the kids had a very good answers today. Also talked about safety. The big thing is safety on anybody's farm, and safety with the children.
Yes, it was fun to see their reactions, and as you said, they did have some good answers. And you living here, you're actually right on Route 66 in Mont Olive. Safety is a big thing you stress to the kids, because a lot of big equipment on the roads and a lot of traffic that really the public needs to be aware of.
Yeah, with being on 66, we turn off of 66 quite often. And we've had a lot of close calls, and we've actually had two incidents already with the combine and the tractor a couple years ago. So we talked about the safety of the flashers. We talked about the slow-moving signs with them to kind of get back with the parents and let them know that, hey, mom, dad, that means slow down. We need to watch, you know, because I don't want to see their families get hurt. Most of the time, they will get hurt if they run in the back of our equipment. We will not, and we'll feel terrible as farmers if that would happen. So they really had some great answers today when we went over that, and I believe we'll probably hear from some of the parents saying, hey, we're supposed to slow down when we see that slow-moving sign. So,
and as you told me, we were talking a little bit beforehand, you have heard that response before. The kids did listen and go home and tell them.
Yeah, we had about two or three years ago, every year we did a farm tour, or we would do during planting season, have children out and so forth. And during that time, we've had several parents that would call us and say, oh, every time we're on the road and we see a piece of equipment, we're told to slow down. Mr. Timpson said slow down. So it's kind of good to see. It's kind of fun to hear them come back and say that they learned something and so forth.
Well, that's great, I think, and what a better place to start than with the children. They're riding with mom and dad all the time. Want to talk a little bit more about your family. You've got the beef cows here, and your boys are in sixth and third grade. They are helping out a lot, and I think really learning a lot of values growing up on the farm.
Yeah, I think it's important that there's not many kids out there this day and age that live on a farm and learn about all the aspects of agricultural. So one thing I'd like to do is get them involved. They started mowing grass back when they were 5 and 6 years old, and then it moved over to feeding the cattle and getting hay bales and so forth. But what's really important to us is doing as a family and learning the whole aspects of all of it. I don't expect them to, if they want to go into agriculture, that's fine. If they don't, that's okay too. Going into that, we actually got started because both my wife and I have off-farm jobs. And my wife is a crop adjuster with Country Insurance in this area, in the four wide county area. And then I work for a control company. So it's important, I think, that they learn both aspects of it, off-farm jobs, on-farm jobs, and can grow from there.
Well, it seems like you're doing a great job. The kids enjoyed it today, and I know I talked with your son briefly, and he enjoys feeding the cows, he told me. With your farming operation, you told me you and your wife basically started from scratch. Now, not only I imagine that managing time is difficult, what would you say is probably the most difficult part of farming and everything that you do?
Well, I think the most important thing in farming right now is we can all grow a crop, and we all do a very good job. All farmers in the area do a very good job of growing the crop. But I think marketing is the number one factor. And what seemed to help market your grain is the whole new technology of smartphones and, you know, being able to get those bids at your fingertips and so forth. And using your HTA contracts, using your cash contracts, against your crop insurance guarantees. And if you do that, you can be successful and make some money at it. But you have to be able to use that technology to your advantage in order to try to sustain where you're at or grow your business.
Do you ever have conversations, which I'll put in quotes here, with old timers or farmers that have been doing this for years and years, and the smartphone technology and all these new things might be a little intimidating or they don't quite understand it? What are those conversations like?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this for 16 years, so I'm considered a greenhorn in the farming, in the agriculture, compared to these farmers that's been doing it for 30 years and so forth. And I've asked a lot of questions, and whether it's a fertilizer company or whoever it may be, to try to learn as much as I can about the business and how to go about being the best producer in the area. But what I've noticed when I talk to some of the farmers that's been doing it for a while is they have their system and it works for them. So I just listen to what they have to say and try to take what they've done in the past to be successful and bring it over to my business along with the new technology.
And once again, that was Luther Timpson, a farmer from Mount Olive in Macoupin County. And before we wrap things up, I wanted to let you know about an event happening this weekend at the Montgomery County Extension Office. On Saturday evening, U of I Extension is hosting a Family Science Night. 4-H Program Coordinator Alicia Hughes says the event is free and no pre-registration is required.
We also have a Family Science Night that we do each year. It's on October 15th from 5 to 7 p.m. You don't have to sign up. It doesn't cost anything, and there's free food. Come walk through the booth. Our theme this year is drones. We're going to have somebody flying their drone here, so you could watch that. You could also make your own drone, and we've got drones that have been 3D printed, and you could just see how they work. We'll also talk about some computer programming and 3D printing.
And again, the Family Science Night is taking place this Saturday, tomorrow, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the U of I Extension Office in Hillsboro. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.